intoxicating.
Thank you for that, Rick Tittle and Jan Wall with you, nationally syndicated in San Francisco and around the world on American Forces Radio Network. Well, in Golden Gate Park, there is the GGPB, the Golden Gate Park Band. And believe it or not, their summer concert series, their 142nd season, Sundays at 1 p.m. That's already begun, and it's going to run through October 6th. And we have the man behind it, the musical director, Dr. Herman Gonzalez. Dr. Gonzalez, welcome to the show. And from what I understand, this is a bit of an ambush interview. You didn't know we were calling.
Oh, boy. Your producer doesn't hold back at all, does he?
Neither did I. So you have Bay Area roots. You studied undergrad at San Jose State. You got your doctorate, I believe, or master's at Sac State. So this has to be a real homecoming and something that is more of a labor of love, isn't it?
Pretty much. It's I feel pretty lucky because I auditioned a couple of times, and then I came in second the second time, and then so I'm working pretty hard to make it all happen this year, because I found out in middle of March that I was going to do the entire season. It's exciting, but it's a lot of work.
How many pieces, Dr. Gonzalez? This is Jan Wall. How many pieces? Hi, sweetie. How many pieces in the band? And do you play I know this is corny, but ever since I saw Stars and Stripes Forever, which is the story of John Philip Sousa, I mean, do you play marches like that? And how many pieces in the band?
There are 30 professional musicians in the band. So it's a relatively small park band or concert band, but we make it work, yeah, we do play marches. It's not the marches aren't the basic idea, but we play a variety of things. And I like to say that I take the template from the Boston Pops, and I kind of see how they program a program, and then I kind of go from there.
You know, the band shell, or as I guess it's the Spreckles Temple of Music there, whenever I sit there and I'm in those little white folding chairs, I feel like I'm in like the Jardin des Tuileries or maybe Central Park. It just feels very international. It's a great setting, isn't it?
It is pretty good. I mean, you're standing up in front of the band, and then when you look straight up, you can see... You can see all of that, and it looks somewhat ornate, but it's got some class to it.
I noticed that you're going to do movie music, John Williams music, Disney music. I mean, you have all these themes you're doing, right?
Right, and this week our theme is a cast of characters, and we're. And the reason why I call it that is because we're toe to toe with the Beta Breakers, and so we're doing some things that might fit as if you were running through the
Wow.
Yeah, I noticed by Lehman's the March of the Belgian Paratroopers. I've never heard that one before. Good pull.
It's a good symphonic march. And you know, how many times have I run that race and you see the Smurfs going through, and then and actually we're going to try to play Stars and Stripes, one section of it, we're going to play it backwards.
Yay.
In solidarity with the salmon that are going the wrong way.
Oh.
I know you have a little Bach, the Little Fugue, Toccata and Fugue. You have Bach Fugue a la Gig. What's that?
Bach's Fugue à la Gig. It's a piece that Gustav Holst wrote, and it's a fugue. I don't think that Bach would have called it Bach à la Fugue, or Fugue à la Gig, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's a nice little fugue, and he rearranged it for band about 75 years ago, I think.
What's your own favorite to play and to lead What do you love?
You know, I like the cornerstone pieces of band music, music that was written specifically for band. You know, Gustav Holst wrote a few things, his two suites for band, and there are many composers that write for band, and for me to search them out and to find them that find pieces that will fit perfectly for a park band, you know, some of them are pretty out there. And
what do you mean out there?
They're pretty, well, you know, if you have to go to a San Francisco Symphony concert and you kind of go, okay, that's a pretty interesting piece. I don't think I ever want to hear that again. You know, just, those are kinds of things that we try not to program at mm-hmm. the park band.
And you're not in Davies, so what's it like when an unhoused person walks in front of you and goes, ugh?
Well, for me, the audience is so far away that I don't hear them making those comments. But when friends come to the concerts, every once in a while they'll say, "Oh, this guy was sitting behind me and he didn't like that one piece that you played." And I said, "Well, that's okay."
It's an incredible family thing to do. Last time I saw this, there were families there, and you're between the Science Museum and the D. Young.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just this very great feeling. And afterward, you can take the kids. I mean, definitely you should go to the Science Museum with the kids.
And the Steinhardt
Aquarium.
Wonderful
between things. Yeah.
Yeah. One of the things that we do is we take a medley of tunes, and we put caesuras on at the ends of each piece, and I turn around and I ask the audience, what is the name of that tune? So the game is, name that tune.
I can name that in three notes.
And, yeah. Right.
And you're very ambitious. Right. You get all this. I'm just looking at cast of characters. It looks like you have like more than 10 bits, and this is all in an hour. I mean, it's just get right at it, huh?
It's about an hour and a half.
Okay.
A rehearsal in the morning at 10:45. We rehearse for 1 hour, and then we play the concert for an hour and a half. So the rehearsal is just cutting through bits and pieces of some of the things that you know might be challenging.
I was thinking too, as somebody who used to run softball and soccer teams, you could have three people just not show up, and you have to make do. I know you say these are 30 professional musicians, but 25 concerts every Sunday. I mean, somebody's going to have something else to do. Well, what's it like when you have to sort of cobble it together when maybe you don't have your violist?
Each member has a sub list, and everyone's pretty conscientious about that. So they look ahead and they find a sub for themselves, another professional player. And, 99% of the time it works out pretty well. Every once in a while, somebody will wake up really sick, and then they'll try to find a sub, and they can't find a sub, so they text me and a couple of other people, and we go crazy looking for somebody, and eventually we find somebody. So far, that's how.
Well, Jan is really good on the oboe, so if you're in a pinch,
yeah, and I hear you're good on the sousaphone.
Exactly. Well done. As I mentioned, the best part about this whole thing is that it's free, right?
It is free. So we have people who are friends and family who come for the entire concert, people who just through, and then they'll listen for
it. Who started this? Who began this?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Who began this entire thing? It was begun 150 years ago or something?
142, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we look pretty good for 142, actually.
All right, well, we've been speaking with Dr. Germán González, Golden Gate Park Band. As Jan said, right in between the California Academy of Sciences and the De Young Museum, the Half Shell, the Band Shell, the Spreckles Temple of Music. Every Sunday, all the way through October 6th, at 1 p.m., you can see this band playing. And whatever your musical tastes are, eclectically, they're going to hit it at some point. So, Dr. Gonzalez, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you, Dr. Gonzalez. Rock on.
Phone call.
And, Jan, I should mention as well, next to the young, the Japanese tea garden.
Oh, boy, I love it there. You know, there is this movie with Clifton Webb, it's John Philip Sousa, called Stars and Stripes Forever. And you really get a sense of, I mean, we're coming up to July 4th. You get a great sense of this kind of band music, even though they play John Williams and movie music and all that. It's a really fun movie, really fun.
Was that the one with James Cagney, or was that like Yankee Doodle or something?
That's Yankee Doodle Dandy.
Okay. Yeah, who knew that he was a dancer and a singer? I guess back then with vaudeville, you had to do everything, right?
Everything. And he won an Oscar for that one. And in that one, that's a perfect one, because they play music by James M. Cohan, which is who he plays in Yankee Doodle Dandy. And he, you know, it's a grand old flag, it's a high-flying flag, and all those other songs.
Good stuff. All right, we're moving on. Rick Tittle and Jan Wall, come on back on Byline.